Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
Awesome, awesome. So glad to be before you again. God has blessed us with another day, and today is hump day. Wonderful Wednesday. We're so glad to come before you because we have an awesome show planned for tonight. Our show will focus on truly, truly life issues. The title of our show is Tell the Truth, Prime Time. And I'm kind of leaning in because our host hadn't joined us as of this. As soon as she joins, we'll be able to move forward. See, God has truly, truly given us an opportunity through Blog Talk Radio, through Facebook, Instagram, along with Twitter and all the many social media sites that's available. We want you to be a part of the show. Again, I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. The introduction shared that. But I want to come back and make sure I said it because sometimes I've been told I don't even mention who I am. And yeah, we have the introduction, but continue to share that with each and every one of us. We want you to be a part of the show tonight. And our title for tonight's show, I thought was awesome when I saw this. And I was trying to contemplate this in my mind, in touch with true emotion. And I want you to think about that because we're going to have a little question and answer session coming up here as well, because we're going to know whether you are not, whether or not you understand what emotion means, how it relates to reality. So the title, In Touch with True Emotion. So you need to be in touch with your emotional well-being. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, along with the host with the most. As soon as she joins, that's Lisa F. Levine. You also can check us out on the web. Link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can tweet the show. You have that opportunity. W Radio at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore 10 at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, we have two devices working tonight. We got several people already joining us. I'm going to give them a little shout out as soon as we get going to that point. We'll make sure we give you the shout out. We have President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith is one Instagram site we're broadcasting from. And we're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. And we're truly using their website through the partnership to make sure we able to get the word out to their connections and those people they are friends with and followers as well. That's Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenville, Alabama. And it's Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenville with the number 10. You also can catch us on from time to time on Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. And before I move any further, I'll admit our host with the most in. She's joining us now. And I'll make sure I introduce her so we can move on. But let me go through the promo so we can make sure we touch base. We're also available on Zoom. There's a Zoom link that's out there available. If you want to be a part of it, just let me know, and I'll make sure I can in turn get you connected. Along with on-demand episodes, if you go to Google search WBSW Radio Blog Talk, and you can pull up all of the Smith Way production episodes dating back to 2017, 592 episodes. So God is truly blessing us one more time. We're moving forward with this. being heard in 38 countries. So we're excited. The vision that was shared with me to do this allowed us to be able to get the word out. And I'm looking here. I'm having two in the waiting room. I have two devices that our host the most is using, and I'm trying to make sure I get it up on both of them. So we'll move forward. You also can check us out through our on-demand episodes on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as YouTube television. And you can watch us on Facebook for those individuals that I'm soon to see jump on the board and join us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. It's all in one word together. We also want to share with you all that we have a radio station giveaway, and we want to register for it. What we ask you to send, you can type it in, be interacted on Instagram or Facebook, or you can call it in to Blog Talk Radio, and we ask for your name and a means of transaction of funds, meaning that we need to get, if you have a Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, you can send it to Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. Your name and a means of transaction, because we have several giveaways that we have, but we also have a cash giveaway that we sent out to you, a little small token that may come in handy, just might be the right thing that you need for that day. So we're glad to do that. So make sure, even if you're on the devices and on the social media, type in your name on the comment section along with that means of transaction. We also want to give a shout out to Miss Peggy Grant. We want to congratulate her for winning WBSW Radio giveaway. It was the raffle was a 6-day, 5-night hotel stay in Cancun, Mexico. So we're really excited about being able to share. That's 11 trips we've been able to give away in the last 2 years, and we have more to come. As I talk to my co-sponsors and my sponsors and all those individuals, and they said, next week we're going to have one to Orlando for you. So we're going to have it. So make sure you check us out doing our shows on next week so we can raffle. You don't have to be present, because we're in the raffle and we go through the spinning of the wheel, of the can, or however you want to call it. We pull your name out. We'll have the information on there. So you have to put your name. That means your full name, whatever you go by, and along with a means of transaction so we can make sure we continue to connect with you. Without further ado, I have to take time to introduce our host with the most. She comes to us from, and I always do this, from the great state of Ohio. As far as you can go north, up 71, to get to a place that's right on the borders of Canada, called Cleveland, Ohio. He's with the dog pound, Cleveland Browns. Now she lives in the sunny state of Florida, South Florida, where it's warm and rainy every day. So
wonderful.
Social worker, an owner of 3 businesses. Good people. Glad to have her as the host with the most, none other than Lisa F. Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, Dr. Lowe. How are you?
We fine, but we're going to put a smile on that face. You can put that trying to get too tough. But when you come here, it should be a smile, because we've been blessed with another day. So,
Zoom technical difficulties.
Oh, well, you know, I'm used to that. A lot of time I run into that and still run into
that.
So just continue to maintain and do well. Right. So, Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Like I said, Addie hosts with the most. And like I said, I'm riding with her. I'm riding shotgun with her. So I'm excited about doing that. But like to let you know that we're here to provide an interactive format, and we want you to be a part of it. I want to give a shout out to all of those individuals that are joining us so far on our social media sites. We have Miss Bush EBS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigmas, Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated down on the Gulf Coast of Biloxi and centered around that area. We have Shocker Blue Phi, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Shocker. We also have joining us Behind the Mask Ministry. That's Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, who contributes by being co-host or just been a guest on this show. We want to give a shout out to you so much, Denise, for being a part of this. That's Behind the Mask Ministry out of Berkeley, California. Go to Facebook, type in Denise Stephanie, and put Behind the Mask Ministry, and you can find out exactly where that ministry is going. So we want you to be a patron of her and what she's doing over in Berkeley, California. We also want to give a shout out to Stephen Rays 961. Thank you, Stephen, for taking time. Then we have our awesome guest that we had. It's been a blessing on Monday. And that's none other. And also, she joined us from time to time on our various shows, Love Cafe, a sports talk show. None other than only First Shalita B. She is truly an awesome person. She's Shalita Duncan, and she's doing some awesome things. Being honored coming up very soon, and it's the 11th, I believe, March 11th, and she's been a volunteer, she's providing in the community, she's an author. She says she's not an author, but she's just writing and sharing with others. She's good to have. She was awesome on our show on Monday night, so thank you so much, Shalita, for joining us. Shalita. Also, Ms. Bush EDS, she's on two devices. Thank you so much, Ms. Bush, as a member of the Beta Sorority Incorporated. All right, Lisa, we got all that out the way. Let's get ready to talk about emotion. And I said before we really get started with this, I want to say to ask you, the individuals that's joining us as listeners and watchers, I want you to think about it, and I want you to be interactive. What are emotions? Ask yourself, what are emotions? Can you tell us what are emotions? Then I want you to do two things while you're thinking about it. What are types of emotions? So you take, because we're going to discuss it, but we want you to be a part of by typing in what you consider to be emotions. How it relates to, you know, reality. You know, is it reality? What about emotional well-being, which is so important to your livelihood? So we're going to definitely talk about that. So, Lisa, we're going to get the show started up. But I wanted to make sure I do something before I go to that, because it's important when you have a host with the most and have some, you know, I want to be encouraged. I want to be encouraging to her. So I want to quickly go down my board and find something, hopefully, because we're truly, truly so happy to have her as more or less the host with the most. We just want to... So thank you so much. That was a big crowd hand clap. You know, we wanted to make sure we do that, Lisa. So we're going to make this do what it do. We're really excited. So let's take this.
This is interesting that you had this topic this week. I'm going to self-share. I got some bad news. And yeah, I got some bad news. I don't want to get into it. But something I learned, when you get bad news, it's okay to get bad news, and it's okay to not be okay. And emotions are responses to what types of news we get, whether it's good news or bad news, whether you're allowed to have emotions, you're allowed to have reactions to situations, and not everything can be positive and upbeat all the time. And I think actually, since I got this information, it made me do a lot of thinking and reflecting, because I always try to be positive. And sometimes it's okay to be sad, or it's okay to be mad. Like, common emotions people have are sadness, anger, happiness, fear. There's different things. And guys, it's okay to have emotions. You can't always, there's something called positive toxicity that I've been talking about lately, because not only did I get bad news, though there's a number of people that I've spoken to, clients, people get bad news about things. And sometimes you gotta let people be in their emotions, because if you don't allow people to express emotions, which completely goes against anything I teach anybody, you could cause more damage. And I think it's important to support people with emotions, and emotions and feelings go hand in hand. So when you hear something good, what's your emotion? Usually happiness. When you hear something bad, it could be anger, it could be sadness. We don't allow people to have feelings. Came to this realization, and I think something my uncle taught me a long time ago, and I think I've mentioned it before, feelings are never wrong. Emotions are never wrong. Whatever it is you're feeling, and I wrote a post about this last week, sometimes it's just good to be supportive to people and not say anything at all when they are going through something that's emotional or distressful. And just allow them to know and validate their emotions. And that kind of bothers me, that we are very judgmental of one another. And, you know, I guess my issue is I expect people to act the way I do, because I'm very much like, be where you're at. Mm-hmm. You know, be where you are with your emotions. It's okay. And I think we need to get back to basics. And I don't know if COVID has some kind of impact on the way we're treating each other or the way we respond to one another. I don't know, you know. So I was doing a lot of reading when I saw this script, and I was kind of chuckling when I saw it. I said, how suiting, you know, for this to be a topic this week. But it's okay to have a negative emotion. It's okay to have a positive emotion. We all react differently to things. And yes, I have issues. Teachers have issues. I've seen more sadness and anxiety and emotional distress this past school year than I have seen in 30 years of doing therapy or being in social work field. I have to say, people are struggling. And if you don't know how to be supportive, or you don't know how to validate someone's emotional state, then maybe just don't say anything at all, or maybe those aren't the right people to have in your life right now at that time when you're going through something. Because that's what I'm seeing a lot of and hearing a lot of. People don't understand. And I guess learned also, that's why a lot of people come to me, because I do listen without judgment. I always have an open heart, and I'm always compassionate. And if you want me to listen, I'll listen. If you want me to advise you, I'll advise you. If you want me to give you coping, but I think we're missing something here. And I don't know if, you know, what the solution is to this, but, and I don't know what your thoughts are on Dr. Lower or things that you're seeing, but I wanted to read emotions are reactions that human beings experience in response to events or situations. The type of emotion a person experiences is determined by the circumstance that triggers that emotion. example, a person experiences joy and receives good news. A person experiences fear or sadness when they feel threatened or at risk of something. So maybe it's a good idea for people to think about this, and maybe this is something we need to talk more about, make a series out of this, because I do think it's a very difficult, and especially when it's hard for someone to express an emotion and you're shooting them down, you have no idea what you are doing to that person. Because some people, it's really difficult for them to talk about their emotions and their feelings and how they're tied in.
And I'm glad that Lisa shared that with us, because she hit it on the head about emotions is feelings. But I also want you to kind of look at it this way about emotions. And it was Madeline Taylor talks about true emotions, and she just talks about something as simple as our bellies can be wonderful monitors of our emotional health, and the truth can always be found there. You all are used to this thing about, I had a gut feeling about something.
Yep.
Or my intuition kicking in. I just knew something wasn't right. It was that feeling that you have. We have to realize emotions is something that we have to work on maturing every day.
Thank you.
And a lot of times people don't think that's important, but emotional ties into feelings, because you can be happy. That's a feeling. It can be love, as Lisa has said. Another thing is fear. The emotions are all about fear, too. It brings about anger. A lot of time, hatred. And it don't have to be about you report someone in a race. You can just have so much hate for the people around you. Sometimes people say we tolerate people because we have to.
Yep.
And now they're transferring their emotions and their feelings into reality. Because you have to remember something, one of the co-hosts, which is Pastor Eddie Pratt. I call him Doc. And he always says that in relationships, sometimes we get so emotional about things. We have our feelings be on high alert, and we begin to allow the fear, and we allow the anger we have and control. And if we're driving a car, he said, let's think about driving. A good example is driving a car. Just remember this about your emotions and feelings. You're driving a car, and you're angry, and you're driving 1 mile per hour, and you're out of control, you're mad at whoever may be next to you or whoever called you. And he always said, we have to remember and pull ourselves together to realize that emotions are feelings, but that it's not the reality of everything. He said, because you got emotion in the car and feelings with you in the car, and reality is outside knocking on the window. Let me in, because the reality of you need to get a little control what's going on. Yes, a situation has happened. However, if your feelings and emotions takes the best and get the best of you, and you don't move that into reality, it'll become reality, and you will be stepped into an area you never thought you would. You know, I always, and Lisa, you have probably heard this, and most folks have, that sometimes we can get so angry that some of the most sanest people can become insane.
That's
because
true.
Of their emotions and their feelings. And they step across the line and do some things, and then they come back. They come back on this side and don't realize what has happened. There's a show that's on cable, I can't face, and it's named Snap. This show was created based on people doing things on emotions and feelings. to the one they went to that extreme where they stepped across the line and may have went into a very, very dangerous or even took someone's life, because that's what the show is all, and they be family members. So you have to keep in mind about emotions and feelings. It has to be separated from reality. Never let emotions and feelings control your reality. If you do, you're going to have some challenges and what consequences may come out of that. And that's what's so important. So you need to get in touch with your true emotions.
Thank you.
You need, that's why I said we're going to be interactive. I want you all to respond. And think about it. Thank you so much, Lisa, for sharing that. Lauren Forbes, Karen Copeland, and Kimberly Connor is here being, you know, just a part, be here every time we're here. And I thank you so much. And also we have Tracy Yvette joining us along with Dina Crankford Wesley. She's joining us as well. And I also have my son on here, Lorenza. He's joining us, William. Thank you so much, son, and all of you all that are taking time to be a part of this. Let's really understand about our true emotions. So ask yourself, do I understand my true emotions? Live with my true emotions. Do I know the difference between primary and secondary emotions? Ask yourself that and come up with some thought process in regards to that. Because it's important that you do that, because this show is all about in touch with true emotions, your true feelings, in touch where you're trying to maturate your emotional well-being. Because out of the five well-beings, emotional well-being is so important for you to be a functioning person every day. Some people say, well, sometimes you can do it. Yes, you can, because you have mental well-being.
Physical
well-being, emotional well-being, spiritual well-being, and financial well-being. We all can be functional adults if we can mature in those areas. Some mature early, some mature late. But I don't mean you can't mature, but we're talking about true emotion. And it was so important when I read that about Madeline Taylor, when it said our bellies can be a wonderful monitor of our emotional well-being, our health, and our true emotions. That's where the truth can be found. So we have to keep that in mind. And as I just said, Lisa, I said something about primary and secondary emotions. A lot of times when we say what are the types of emotions, we might talk about what emotions is defined as a feeling. And then we talk about the feelings. But let's truly get into the primary emotions that we encounter, and Lisa has already shared some with you, but I want you to, there are some others that you may assume they're just emotions, but they fall in what we call categories. You have primary emotions, simply, again, outrage. See, that's a primary emotion. Irritability. You're irritable about something and you just go off the chain or off the rail. Hostility. See, that's a primary emotion, hostility.
It is.
And one most of us know of is resentment. See, people don't realize that's a primary emotion that eventually you go through those steps when I talk about emotions and feelings and turn it into reality, sometimes violence come out to play as a primary emotion.
And those are responses to, like, the outside world that are going on around you.
And people don't kind of understand. They just think everything is bunched up. When we're talking about the titles, we just wanted to focus on the primary, and we want to talk about the secondary. Because, see, a primary emotion is sadness. People don't realize. And your sadness is grief, sorrow, despair. These are primary sadness, which is called emotions. Loneliness. We had shows about what do the lonely do during Christmas. No, during the holiday season. It is an emotion that you encounter. It's primary. And the next one is, a lot of time when you're lonely, it leads to, in some cases, this is not a automatic thing, it leads to depression, which is a primary emotion. And it's true. When we say true emotion, you have to get in touch with your true emotion.
Irritation, irritability, agitation, anger. It's normal, but it's normal. I think we have to normalize it. And I also think people can trigger you.
Yes.
People can trigger some of these things. And I think it's okay for people to also say, I'm going through something, or I'm going through, you know, emotions. And I guess that's why I'm pretty good, I think, at my job, because I allow people to have emotions. I would never, ever in my whole life tell somebody not to feel anger. Would I give them space or no? I always know the right timing. Example, I was teaching and one of the counselors was, I don't know, I just looked at her and I felt something. And I walked up and I hugged her. And she started crying. And she said, Miss Lisa, how do you always know? And she goes, I needed a hug. And I said, let it out. I didn't even ask what was wrong.
You don't have to.
And then I looked at her and I held her hands and she goes, I feel stupid. And I said, never feel stupid. I said, you're loved and I love you and a lot of people love you. And I said, whatever you're going through, go through it. The sadness, I could feel it. Like I just looked at her and I have an intuitive gift that can be a curse sometimes, but it's knowing what to say or what not to say and allowing people to have that emotion. Now, if you're going out and you're angry and you're, you know, doing things that are out of sorts, then yeah. But if you know you're angry or you know you're irritable, it's okay to keep your space. It's okay to keep to yourself and work through the emotion. I'm big on journaling. Guys, everybody should be journaling. Everybody should be writing things down. You can even go back at it and look and say, oh, I'm so angry, or this emotion arose. And then you look at it and see, do I still feel the same way? Do I feel differently? Did I handle it? You know, we're all going to mishandle things, but it bothers me, like I said, about where we're at and allowing people to feel emotions. And you're right, there are primary, there's secondary. I think there's so much gone on this past 3 years that, you know, sometimes we often think, as even as professionals, like we don't always have solutions for things either. You know, people are in different mindsets at different times, you know. So I think it's important to be with whatever your emotion that you're having and to let people know you're there for them. If they don't want you there for them, respect that. Don't be offended by it. Don't allow it, because repressing things and pretending like nothing's wrong will make you sick, and it'll make things worse, and it'll create anxiety or, you know, a feeling, a negative feeling towards the other person or the situation. I mean, that's the way I'm perceiving. And I was glad because I did a lot of reading on this, you know, once you out, you know, because I always need refreshers. Mm-hmm. I don't know everything, but I know people pretty well. So.
And that's what we're talking about, getting in touch with your true emotion. Let's do it. We want you to be a part of the show. You can type in your comments on Instagram, which is President Dr. D, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. I want to put that D in so much. Then we have Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with number 10, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Those brothers down in Greenville, I had to give them a shout because they allow this platform that they are the administrators that allow us to be a part and be partners.
Thank you.
We're going to give a shout out to Facebook and those individuals on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDRLTOSmith. We had several people to join us, groups of individuals. Thank you so much. We have George M. Scott, Jr., member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, George, so much for taking time. We have the Zay Amikai of Fort Lauderdale that's joined us. Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us. And slowly as individuals come in, we'll give them a shout out to let them know we thank you for taking time. And we want to be able to move our agenda. We want you to be able to call in. Also, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell and tell you you're now live. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with the host with the most. That's Lisa F. Levine, along with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. So let's move our topic and move the format. We talked about primary, and I just want to add a few, and I'm not going to go into more details on the primary. I just want to share some that will be topics and can classify. Then we have subtopics. Just remember that fear is also an emotion. We talked about that earlier, along with joy. See, people don't realize joy is an emotion. And people sometimes get caught up in not understanding. Now, I always said this, and I said it because my Christian training allowed me to do this, and is that joy is something God is just truly pleased with. He's pleased to see that your heart and soul is experiencing joy. You know, there's a saying, don't let someone steal your joy, because it is not a simple thing. See, joy is not the same as happiness. Joy, it really gets down in your soul. And the thing about it, you have to make sure no one, or you put yourself in a position where someone can snatch that away from you, because your belly will respond to it, meaning in regards to tell you exactly what's going on with you. So joy, yes, happiness falls up on it. Enjoyment falls, delight, bliss, pride. And I just said those so you'll understand that there's a thrill, that you're excited about what's going on. The next thing on the primary is interest. See, people didn't realize that interest was an emotion. See, they didn't think interest was an emotion. Interest is your acceptance of things, your friendliness.
At people, yes.
Trust, kindness, affection, love, and devotion. Those are interests. But it is a emotion, along with surprise. See, some people didn't realize that surprise was emotion. That's when you get something in a surprising manner, you smile, you get excited, you feel good all inside, because you know this is something that's going to get you excited. So surprise is an emotion. It's a primary emotion that puts you in the point of being shocked, astonished, amazed, truly excited, wonderful. Today is Wonderful Wednesday. Hot day. You see, that's an emotion because we're excited. We're surprised to get here.
Week's almost
excited.
Over.
But about to be here. So you can keep that And another primary, and I think it's really something people need to pay close attention to, a primary emotion is disgust. If you disgust, you pretty much is you're scorned. You heard that before. People heard that. You've been scorned, adverse, aversion, or distasteful. You heard that. And then we want to talk about the last shame. The primary shame is pretty strong there. You got to understand, it's a primary emotion. See, when you join, they can get very angry. All the other emotions comes out in play when you
or sad. A lot of people, I know, when they feel shamed, feel sadness. If they feel shamed because they maybe didn't do something the right way, maybe they lost their job, maybe they're being pulled down, made to feel bad having an emotion. How about that?
Yep.
And that is so damaging to do to somebody, because some people, I've always said this, you're better off hitting, not that I condone hitting, but if you're going to pull somebody down, you're better off hitting than emotionally getting into somebody's head and shaming them and making them feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have people that'll say 20 years ago, this was said, like they remember. They remember feelings.
Yes, yes.
You know, or emotions of being shamed or put down. And I think, and if you tell me you've never been, I don't believe you. I don't believe people when they tell me that they don't feel shame. I don't believe people when they tell me they don't feel anxiety. When somebody is feeling shamed, that creates an anxiety and a self-esteem and a confidence issue.
Exactly.
Those are all interconnected.
Exactly.
And when you take that from somebody, and some people have done a lot of work on themselves, and some people maybe haven't yet, but when you take away somebody's confidence, it's so destructive.
Exactly.
And I think we're seeing right now these suicides on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I heard 3 suicides last week. And then when I heard, like, one of them, I was like, wow. You know, it was person not feeling good about themselves. Person lost their job. Didn't have income coming into the family. Felt shamed. I'm not going to get into the full detail of it. But that can lead to things for people that are unhealthy. And it can lead to depression. And the sadness, everything that we're talking about, it's all interconnected.
Yes, it is.
And I think people need to be really aware when you're saying things to people, especially, you know, like Twitch. Twitch seems happy, right?
Right.
You watch Twitch, but on the inside, we don't know what's going on with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people smile through stuff because I always say smile and breathe, you know, smile and breathe no matter what's going on, just smile through it. So, you know, it's there's a lot of components tied in with emotions, and you're right. And I think people need to educate themselves better on it and not make assumptions.
Get in touch.
But you know what, Dr. Lowe?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very self-aware, and I'm very in touch with myself, and I've done a lot of work, and I'm doing this amazing mindfulness course right now, which the timing of that is very good. I always want to learn more, and I suggest to people, it is a good idea to learn more, learn from other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you're an open person. I know Dr. O is an open, like, you know, go to people that might be able to give you some guidance or, you know, help you work through these things. You can learn from, read up on things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Someone sends me something, I read up on it. They send me a video, I watch it, and I get a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
And I know for men it's harder to discuss and understand emotions and feelings. Women, you can tell by looking at us most times when we're having a hard time. But it's, you know, shaming, judging, not good. And if the other thing too is ask somebody what's going on with them. Ask them. If they choose to tell you, they'll choose to tell you. So, you know, there's a lot of different components involved here. Oh, don't be afraid. You're being ridiculous. Don't think like that. Like, don't say things like that because you're shaming somebody for having a feeling. And that's what they're feeling. You can't tell people how to feel. And that feeling could change in a day or two. You never know.
Exactly.
Things shift, situations shift. But never shame someone, put them down, make them feel bad, or tell them not to feel a certain way.
Exactly. And so that's so important that you're hearing some. So I still want you to take an opportunity to write down what are emotions. And then we're missing the primary and
journal it.
We didn't say secondary as of yet, but just think about your primary. And we shared all the and some good examples of all the primary emotions. And when you're talking about secondary, quickly we'll go into that is that it's your emotional reaction to a emotion. See, if you're sad, how do you emotionally react to it? You're feeling shame, you may get angry. That's your reaction to feeling shame. When someone trying to embarrass you, when somebody trying to put you in a situation where you may feel guilty, regret. And then sometimes some people are good at doing
work.
This. You have to be kind of careful about people. You know, I always say when people show themselves, believe what you see. Some people play the game of trying to manipulate your emotions. They don't try to manipulate your mind.
They try to manipulate your emotions, which is very bad.
See, that's one of the most vulnerable parts. Lisa says with a lot of men, see, I think because of the ideal that we don't function more on emotion, but we function more on ego, but we have primary and secondary emotions as well. The point is that sometimes we let our ego take control of it so we won't feel shame, we won't feel guilt, we won't have fear. Have that because we've been told not to have that.
It's looked as a sign of weakness, which it's not.
Exactly.
Definitely not. Just because you're a man and you're feeling something doesn't make you weak.
In some way, yes. To me, it puts you where you do have feeling and you do care. And that puts you in a position to be just as
shows that you're a human being.
In that, because emotion and feeling ties together. Now you got to remember that. If it makes you feel some kind of way, you're emotionally tied into the situation. So keep that in mind. Even though you operate with your ego, which that ain't gonna be true. You can't, all this. But the bottom line is your emotional reaction. A lot of times is based on your emotions. Primary that eventually leads to secondary. So that's truly how we want to look at that. But now, Lisa, we want to kind of move forth and kind of address.
I'm going to let you start this one.
I know we're going to look at the difference between emotions and feelings, but we're going to step across and go to this one right here. Is love a feeling or an emotion?
Let you go first.
And I ask you all to think about what I just said. And if you have a response, type in your response. This is interactive. I know some of you are busy. You're walking by. And you say, think about the question. Is love a feeling or emotion?
It's an emotional connection or bond that you have with somebody else.
Exactly.
It's not.
Exactly. So keep that in mind when you talk about is love a feeling or emotion. There's a difference there now. Just think about it. See, love is an emotion. We just talk about in primary, we gave all the primary, and not we didn't go to every point. We talked about the main characters in this game. Then we gave you some sub-characters here. And one of the things it talks about as we went down, we were talking about interest. See, love is a interest. And that puts you in a point that creates a emotion. Some people, you know, said, you know, if you do what you're supposed to do or don't do it, then come back and say, well, I love you. What love got to do with it? Because, you know, you haven't heard that song. I heard that song. Because, see, it has nothing to do with that. It's an emotion. It's not a feeling. So people don't need to try to trick you to thinking or manipulate you to think that love is a feeling. How do you feel? The question, how do I feel? How does that relate to love? Think about that for a second. How do you feel? I'm feeling good today. Today is a good day. That's not. Now, what is your emotions in regards to the day? You know, truly, you know, I love the day is bringing. Just see the difference I just gave to you. Don't get caught tied up in about your feelings. Love is not a feeling.
It's an emotion, and it's a connection. And someone just asked me that, and they said it's a connection. And sometimes you can't explain it. I mean, an intimate love, intimately, and I'm not talking sexually, I'm talking
intimate love
on an intimate level, is a connection, and sometimes it's not explainable.
Exactly.
It's just something you feel, a connection, a bond to that person.
And
that can be scary sometimes. So that can lead to a feeling of feeling scared or, you know, there's fear.
Yes. You're frightened. You panic.
You're frightened.
Because you feel like you're giving something that you may not used to give away.
Yep.
Because intimacy requires your inner self. See, the thing about it comes from your heart and your soul. You remember what I said from the beginning, Madeline Taylor said about where your emotions are in your belly. Your heart and soul is close to that inner self because it's an intra-self action. And we have to keep that in mind when we're talking about love, whether it's a feeling or emotion. See, we got to know that when we're talking about healthy traits, where you can truly, in a relationship, that you can move to an intimate point. One of the first things one of the things come up when you're talking about this in regards to emotions and feelings is feeling trust. They say self-love. It ain't saying somebody else got to be loving you. Self-love talks about honesty. It talks about trust.
Yep.
See, people got to remember. Then it talks about you have a connection. Now, the connection, I want everybody to hear me when I say this. Your connection with somebody is not external. Your visible part about, you know, they say, like, as men, we're visible. We see things. That's different, man and woman. We look to see certain things that we have in our mind. We're visible. When we walk up to somebody, we're looking you all over. We're observing you to see some of the things. That's the visibility and the capability we have. So keep in mind, if you want to know about a man, know he's visible. He's visible by what he sees. He has vision. He sees things. And he likes to see things that makes him happy and it could be in looks. Now, that's what external play. So you would never know about my internal part when you're looking at my external. Because my heart and my soul on my shoulder. See, you have to get to know. You have to go to what that other part? Connect. You got to connect with me to know what my inner self is all about.
Of course, yeah.
So just remember, emotions and feelings sometimes be put in the same category, but when you're dealing with love, love is not a feeling, it's an emotion. And you can't say, I'm going to manifest this love in this world. I'm manifesting it. You can't manifest love. You can't.
No, you can't.
Some people think they can. That I'm going to find someone that's going to eventually where we're going to come as one, you know, but I'll manifest it. Oh, no.
And you know what? I don't think people... When I go to my school, I run late when I walk in. You know why? Because kids come running up, and they're hugging me, and I miss you, Miss Lisa. Lisa, look at this. I can clearly tell you that's like one of my happiest places because there's so much love in these classes.
There you go.
Especially at Eagle Ridge, which is like my example school. All my schools are great. When I stopped in there Monday unannounced, and those kids were like, Miss Lisa, you're here. They read stories to me. We drew pictures together. Like, we didn't even do yoga or anything. I just sat with them. But you could feel, like, even among the kids and how they felt towards their counselor, and you feel it. Like, I see it. I feel it, you know. And I think when people... I've had people tell me they love me, and I'm like, you know what I mean? You know, and I'm sure we've all had different, I don't think people truly know what that means. You know, when you're sitting with someone, and even, you know, as an adult, when you're sitting and you're connecting, like I connect with the kids, and I can feel that, you know, and it's vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Intimate relationships, That's, like I said, you can either feel instant connection or I like what you're saying. People are looking at somebody, ooh, I love them.
Yeah.
You don't really love them, you, me, whomever. You know, you might have an attraction, a physical attraction that is creating something that you think, but... You know, another thing to touch on is people that are in unhappy relationships or marriages, and they think something better is out there. Why don't you work on reconnecting with that person that's in your life before you walk away from it or give up on it or judge it? I think that's a huge issue.
Exactly.
People are not connected with their spouses or significant others. And you might think something better is out there, guys, but there's two different. This and, you know, there's your mind and your heart. You know, it's different things, but you think that you love, you really, I don't think people understand the true meaning of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's five love languages, and people should buy that book. I should put it in the feed. There's five love languages. We all show love differently.
Exactly. So
you
know. And you need to know what's your love language.
What's your love language? There's five.
Now, if it's five of them, you can write them in an order. There's a test, and also in that book that Lisa will share with you that you can take a survey you can do to see where you are. And people have to realize that. But one of the most important things, we're going to kind of move forward to the, because, you know, in our time situation, we want to kind of look at thinking and knowing that emotions, see, this is people really not, there's a difference in here. See, we said love is an emotion, not a feeling. Because, see, emotion are often, your emotions are often intertwined with your mood, your temperament. Keep that in mind now. Personality, disposition, or your creativity. Just think about those things right there. That's where your emotion is intertwined with. Now, your feeling in context to a positive feeling or emotion you feel unconditionally. It can't be manipulated. I'm going to tie this in. See, feelings have to do with your heart sometimes.
Yes.
And people don't want to believe that. See, when you, as Lisa said, you see someone and you get so excited, you bubbling because you see them, that you're visible as, and men are, we see them, you look, we gonna
men
go
are visible,
that.
Everybody, keep that in mind, men are visual.
You know, very visual. We don't go beyond it because we're not interested in the things that we have, but we're looking at what attracts us to you, and we have to know that. Everybody have to know that now, because we don't make all the money we want to make in the world. It don't belong to us. We can't get none of it. So, but we can see you. See, you can have all the money you have, but it's yours.
Amen.
So we don't go looking for that. The first thing that attracts us is the visible part. You know, how you look, size you are. We look at that first. Then everything else will come into play. We'll find out. So if you're putting those things like, I make this amount of money, I do this right here, I'm working and doing that, when we see you, we already inform our opinion. What category, and it's sad to say, we're going to put you in. Well, that's another show. I'm not going to get on that. But we allow our emotions to kind of control us. But that's not our feeling. Emotion allows you to quickly get to reality. And the next thing I want to quickly talk about is how emotions and feelings relate to reality. See, here we go again. We talk about emotions are intertwined with your mood. Just remember that, your mood, how you're going, how your temperament, your personality, your disposition, your creativity. Your true feelings is a feeling in your heart. We'll leave it right there. We won't go no further than that. So how do this truly relate to reality? Think about how do emotions relate to reality? How do feelings relate to reality? Emotion routinely affects how and what we see.
What we think and what, what we're thinking.
Yes, that's it.
What are we thinking? What are you thinking? And I think that's something people need to think about.
And a lot of times that's what it is. We see something, whatever we see. We remember this as an individual. They see and they operate on that first. So how it relates to reality. What they see is the reality. They don't know nothing about you.
Yeah.
Don't know what they
see.
Don't. So that's reality to them. It ain't about a feeling. Think about it. It has nothing to do with feelings. It has to do with what I visually had an opportunity to see, and it drawn me closer. You know, we said connection. Some people connect just that way.
Yeah.
That's why and we did a show, this, Lisa, about online dating. You cannot connect with truly someone using a computer because you truly... Everybody can have filters. You know, you got filters.
They have filters. They have fake, from what I'm hearing, fake profiles. They're not legit. They don't even know what they're looking for.
Exactly.
I'm going to ask this question. and maybe I'll post it. Do you people actually know what you are looking for?
That's the challenge.
What are you looking for? Because I was just saying to somebody, I don't need money from anybody. I have my own money. I run my own businesses. I have my own stuff going on. That's not, you know, and some of these guys don't work, which is a huge, I could see if you work and maybe the income isn't, you know, so what if a woman makes more than that? Who cares? But some of these men, they don't work. Why aren't you working? Oh, then you get a whole bunch. That is a complete turnoff. And I'll tell you what else is a turnoff. Lack of motivation and laziness. That is not going to make me or probably most women have feelings. Oh, they'll change. No, they're not going to change.
Nope.
People don't change. You might have a feeling or an emotion towards somebody, but that's who they are, and they're showing you right from the get-go. And a lot of times you miss signs. And to me, when somebody's seeing you, men and women, when you're getting a bunch of, you know, I'm very blunt. I have someone say to me, I like that about you because you're blunt. I am blunt. I say it like it is. It might be a turnoff to some people, but that's, I've always been that way. I just, because I want someone to be blunt with me, you know, you don't like me, that's fine. I, you know, next, I don't like you, you know, and I, there's yep. things that should be more than physical attraction. Me taking care of yourself, being motivated, working. Those are three, and being supportive, because I feel I work, I'm motivated, and I'm very supportive. Like anyone I've ever dated, maybe I've been a little bit more supportive than I should. Those are important factors. Just because you see someone, and no, it doesn't work like that always.
Exactly.
And we know, like we said, men are visual, but maybe to give people something to think about, and maybe this is a topic we should discuss more, because I don't think people truly get it. And I think since COVID, when we were told stay apart, everything became online or became virtual.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't think people truly know how to connect and bond. And don't ghost people, like, I don't get that ghosting thing. If that doesn't work for you, say that really doesn't work for me anymore. You know, doesn't work for me, not a good connection. There's a lot of things, and I think people need to be in a relationship, and I've told you this before, the greatest relationship you will ever have is the one within yourself. And don't think that, you know, things take time, things build. Like I said, you can instantly, there are situations where you meet someone at home. We're connected. We have a lot of things in common. We talk a lot. And I always tell you that one thing you said to me about, if someone's still interested, they're gonna keep the conversation going.
Yep.
Busy schedules, you can't meet out, but if you're not talking, and there's a shift or a change, then you gotta let that go.
Exactly. And truly, we're just trying to bring you something that
yeah.
you can relate to our title, in touch with your true emotions. Take an opportunity to get in touch with your true emotion. It's going to help your emotional well-being mature. And in the all five of the well-being, it's so important that you mature at a level that allow you to be successful. And that's truly what we're asking you to do. Get in touch with your true emotion. Because if you develop a growing mindset, you know, it's crucial that you're able to set and work toward goals. The people don't realize you have to have a mindset to move forward. You have to have healthy boundaries. This is how your emotional well-being matures. And that's truly what you want to be able to do, because it's important that you do that. Because now we're just kind of touching on how to mature your emotional well-being. Understand your emotion. Let's ask you to get in touch with your true emotion. Do whatever it takes for you to understand your emotions. Own your mistakes. One of the things I was sharing one of the colleagues today, and I was talking about show I have in regards to overgrown boys, grown males versus grown men. And I told her, I said, one thing you're going to see if you work on this campus is that you're going to tell the difference between a grown man and a grown male and an overgrown boy, because the parts might be the same, but the mindset is totally different. You just said something about mindset. You have to have a growing mindset. So, and I said, one thing, just remember. I said, the overgrown boy, a grown male, going to blame everybody else for what happened. I said, why couldn't people come in your office? The dean did it. The dog ate my homework. But a man, a grown man going to come in, you know what he's going to say? It's my responsibility. Is there any way I can get some help with it? Can I get it in? If it is, I take the penalty. You have to understand that we have to be mature enough and understand our emotions. We got to be willing to own our mistakes. Then we have to be self-aware. Lisa's saying that. Self-aware. And she said it very clear in regard to relationships. You cannot have a healthy relationship with someone else if you have a toxic relationship with yourself. You operating on feelings, it leads you to eventually not having a favorable outcome in the future. Make sure you keep that in mind. We want you to get in touch with your true emotions. Communicate with those people around you. Communicate with your partner. Be able to talk. Communication is not shouting, lying, humiliation, hurt. That is not communication. Follow through with what you say you're going to do. My dad always said, you take a man on his word. Because his word is his bond. Lisa started off talking about bond. Talking about emotions and being able to bond. Feelings don't allow you that, because when you're fear, shame, you know, a lot of times that's a feeling that you can't get over. He always said, if people got to tell you something, make sure they say it to you. Don't let them slip and slide around, because they're not ready to be honest with you. So follow through with whatever. If I say I'm going to do it, there are going to be no exceptions. It's going to happen. And I think that's so important when we're dealing in life, because we truly need to know that everything is not always going to be perfect. If you do those things, your emotional well-being will mature along with your mental, because you can go and strip that muscle in your head to study whatever you need to study. You can work out to be the most physical muscle person that is. You can be spiritual as possible and financially. But if you don't work on your emotions, if you don't get in touch with your emotion, you're going to struggle to be successful. Lisa, as we get ready to close out, the host with the most, any parting words or last thoughts in regards to true emotion and getting in touch with your true emotions?
Journal. Go within self-awareness. Become more self-love. Work on you. Understand the difference between feelings and emotions. I've made a lot of good notes tonight.
Awesome. That's awesome. See, so that's how pretty much you have to do some things that puts you in touch with all well-being. You can write down and say, okay, I need to do this. I might need to start yoga. I might just need to start a fitness plan. But you journal and put it down sometimes. And then if you say it, then you have a tendency to follow up. So when we're trying to get in touch with our true emotions, I want to say this and we'll wrap it up. We got to remember that we have to pay close attention to what's happening to our body and our mind. That's how you get in your true emotions. Pay close attention to our body and mind. Lisa already mentioned the journal. Meditate. We're trying to get in touch with our true emotions. Avoid escapism. Trying to get away. You don't want to be in, you don't want a conflict. See, one of the things people got to realize, you use some mechanism to avoid confrontation. There's going to be confrontation in your life. Have to be able to work through it. Simplify by using emotional color wheel, you know, yellow for this, red for this, blue for this, and make sure. Find out what triggers your emotions. Find out what triggers you. What's your true emotion? And last but not least, it's so important. Communication is important. You got to talk to someone. That's how you get in touch with your true emotions. You talk to someone else about it. You can't camera up, go and say, well, I've talked to you in a period of time. Sometimes it's good to talk when you're able, you're calm enough to talk. But you need to talk to someone. That's why I recommend to seek support. Seek counseling. Seek therapy for whatever small thing you're dealing with, because it can become a large, out of control feeling, leads to your emotion, then it becomes reality. All right, Lisa, we'll wrap it up and you can share your, I definitely be the last thing, we're gonna close it out. She don't have to say no more because we're about to wrap this thing up. Here we go. We love you. We truly love you. From our heart. Hashtag be responsible. We got it. It's a mindset. Keep grinding. Make it do what it do. Make sure you communicate with someone so you can have understanding. And last but not least, I want to go back to what Madeline Taylor said. When you're dealing with emotions, your belly will tell you exactly what's going on. It leads to having you emotionally healthy, a well-being, a wellness. See, the truth is found in your belly. That means your inner self. It's found where your heart and soul is. And as we close up, I always tell you all, I always enjoy this show because I have the host the most. And I always want to humble myself and thank you so much. Hand claps earlier and hands of prayer right now. God is so good. He's been awesome. So have an awesome rest of the night. This is the last show of the week. Next week, we're coming back on Tuesday. We have a couple shows on Tuesday, which is at 1 o'clock, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We'll get back to our series where we're looking at our boys and helping them toward a successful future. We'll come with the Dr. Lowe's show, which is our real relationship show on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And then we'll come back and we'll truly, truly make it do what it do. On Thursday, the Love Cafe, And it's going to be exciting. And then we're going to have Wednesday tonight. You know that show Wednesday tonight? Yeah. The Happy Hour Talk. That's at 5 o'clock. So we want you to join us for that. That's one of our new shows that we have, Happy Hour Talk. We will just talk about happy. Whatever makes you happy, we want to talk about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening. This weekend.
Thank you. This was informative.
As we close out the month of February, Black History Month, they're going to have the celebration in Selma, the Jubilee in Selma, and it'll be starting on, I think it's the 1st, on the 2nd through the 5th, and this weekend, and they have the march on Sunday across Edwards Pettus Bridge, the reenactment of it going back to 1965. So if you're in the area, check them out. It will be, matter of fact, the President of the United States will be there. Mr. Joe Biden will be there. President Biden will be there, along with Vice President Kamala Harris and many other politicians who will be there Sunday at 2 o'clock. We'll see you at Selma, Alabama. At least as we close out, I want to go back and kind of touch on something. See, we want to be happy. And I want to play a little music, and we don't want to rush to the song, but we want to play it.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now